感谢主，一点星星之火已经烧在我们的里面。
Praise the Lord that it only takes a spark to start a fire.
我们祷告，让这火能够传出去。
So we pray that this fire can be passed on.
能够叫萤火兴旺。
So that the fire can be cast.
我们请一起来读一下路加福音十二章第四十九节。
So together, let's read Luke chapter 12:49.
我来，要把火丢在地上，倘若已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？我们的主他要把火丢在地上。
For our Lord wants to cast his fire.
他的心要这个火能够着起来。
And his longing is for this fire to kindle.
我们感谢主，听到许多弟兄姊妹从夏令会回来说火还在里面。
And thanks to the Lord that a lot of brothers, after they came back from the summer conference, they have this fire.
也有弟兄姊妹在问说，我们怎么样让这个火能够一直在我们里面焚烧。
So brother and sister would ask me, how do I preserve this fire?
因为我们也经历过很多时候从特会好像那个火烧得这么旺。
And a lot of times when we come back from a special meeting, we will have this fire.
但是车子刚开回家，一路上就发现那个火好像慢慢慢慢在减少。
But just like how on the way home from your car trip, your fire will start diminishing.
没有多久，我们又说，哇，再把火赐下来。
And then soon enough, you will ask for the fire yet again.
好像我们说再等下一次的特会。
Just like how you will wait for next year for a special meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样让这个火在我里面一直的焚烧
？So brothers and sisters, how do we keep the fire continuously?
我们上一次跟弟兄姊妹交通到利未记，当摩西亚伦从会幕出来的时候
，And last time how we communicate from the Leviticus, how Aaron and Aaron and Moses came back from the tent of meeting.
他讲到说有火是从耶和华面前出来。
He talked about how the fire was cast down from above.
将坛上所有的祭物都烧掉。
And how the burnt offerings was a burn on the altar.
我们在历代志下第七章第一节。
And on Second Chronicles chapter 7:1.
那个时候圣殿建立起来了。
And at time the temple was built up.
所罗门祈祷已毕。
And then now when Solomon had finished praying,
他说有火从天上降下来
then fire came down from heaven,
烧尽燔祭和别的祭
and consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifices.
耶和华的荣光充满了殿
and then the glory of the Lord filled the house.
祭司甚至不能站立在那里侍奉
and then even the high priest cannot stand there anymore.
从这边我们看见火什么时候从天上降下来
So brothers and sisters, when would the fire come down from heaven?
当坛上满了祭物的时候
and it is when the altar is filled with offering.
这些火不是祭司们在那里想尽办法怎么样把这个火升起来
for you have to know that the fire is not made by the high priest.
这是火是从天上降下来的
but the fire is cast from above.
我们一起来读一下利未记第六章
let's read Leviticus chapter 6
十二节和第十三节
verse 12 and 13.
请我们一起来读
let's read.
坛上的火要在其上常常烧着，不可熄灭。祭司要每日早晨在上面烧柴，要把燔祭摆在坛上，在其上浇平安祭牲的脂油，在坛上必有常常烧着的火，不可熄灭。这边告诉我们，坛上的火要在其上常常烧着。
And here it tells us that the fire has to be continued burning.
是不可以熄灭的
and it is not to go out
我们知道什么时候坛上有祭物什么时候圣火在那里焚烧
and we have to recognize that whenever there is burnt offerings on the altar there is a fire
今天我们想说主啊我们领受的祝福怎么不让它失去
so today how do we keep the blessings that we have received
在我们里面的那个火怎么样让它继续的焚烧
and how do we keep the fire burning
我们真不甘愿一年一次我们就等候那个时候好像圣火在我们里面能够烧旺
For we are not willing to be burnt only once every year
啊，我们在神的话里面我们看见坛上有祭物的时候圣火在那里不断的焚烧
So in the words we could see that whenever there is burnt offerings on the altar the fire will keep on burning
今天我们要求圣火降下来
So today if we ask for the casting of the holy fire
关键在于坛上有没有祭物
The key point is Is there any offerings on the altar?
今天我们祷告主啊，让火继续烧在我们里面。
And today we pray that we want the fire to burn in us.
关键在于我们认不认识我们是一个已经奉献的人。
Then the critical part is, do you recognize that you are part of the sacrifice?
罗马书十二章第一节，保罗他以神的慈悲来劝我们。
So in Romans chapter 12, Paul urged us on this.
将身体献上。当作活祭。
It talks about how to present your body as a living sacrifice.
我们都需要过一个奉献的关。
For we have to go through the door of sacrifice.
我们讲到奉献，不是我们就开始摸摸口袋。
When we talk about sacrificing, we're not simply talking about looking for money in your pocket.
奉献是讲到主权的转移。
But as a sacrifice, it talks about the authority of yourself.
过去这一切都是我的。
Before, everything belongs to me.
整个生活我是一个最中心的。
And I am the center of focus in my life.
所有的好像是围着我在那里来围绕的来转的。
And everything revolves around me.
但是当我们认识我们的主，他怎么样付了代价买我们回来归他。
And now that we have known God and what hefty price he had paid to buy us.
我们说我是属于主的。
Then we will say, I now belong to the Lord.
我的一切是神所赐给我的。
And everything I have belongs to the Lord.
我的主权是属于他的。
And my sovereignty belongs to him.
弟兄姊妹，我们把自己献在坛上。
So brothers and sisters, let's put ourselves on the altar.
这是一个活的祭物。
Because we are the living sacrifice.
在旧约有许许多多的祭物，那不过是一个预表。
In the Old Testament, there is a lot of different type of sacrifices, but it was only a symbol.
那些祭物要被杀，要剥皮，要切块，要怎么样放在坛上
？For all the animals need to be slaughtered and put onto the altar.
尚且有圣火从耶和华那里降下来。
And then after that, the fire would cast down from heaven to burn.
哦，今天我们认识，我们是一个奉献的人。
But now today, let's recognize that we are a living sacrifice.
我们的生活是一个奉献的生活。
And our daily life should be a life of sacrifice.
我们若向主说，主，我们活是为着你来活的。
And if we tell the Lord that we live for him.
就很简单，我们就这样子转向我们的主。
And then so simply, we could just turn to our Lord.
火在我们的里面是从天上降下来的。
For the fire that burns inside of us is cast up down from heaven.
很多我们想说，我们到底怎么祷告让火烧在我们的里面
？And a lot of times we would ask, how do we pray so that we will receive the fire?
有时候你发现说，神你也不能勉强他做一件他不愿意做的事情。
Because God would never force us into doing something.
但是我们看见。当神的话告诉我们，坛上有祭物，圣火在那里焚烧。
But then in here in the word, it would clearly tell us that the fire will be cast down when there are sacrifices on the altar.
我们听见保罗他以神的慈悲怎么样劝我们将身体献上当作活祭。
And here how Paul urges us to give ourselves to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一位神的儿女，我们都可以来经历，来享受。
So, brothers and sisters, let me tell you that every one of us can experience.
当我们把自己奉献给主的时候
，and when we're willing to present ourselves,
哎呀，我们里面有一个很大的惊奇
，and that in us we will have these wonders.
像我们这些不值的人
，for people that are unworthy as we are,
神竟然会接纳我们这些人奉献给他
，and we can still be acceptable to God.
我想这是一个最大的惊奇
，and this is the most wondrous thing of all.
哦，他救了我。
Is that he has saved us.
他竟然还接纳我把自己奉献给他。
And not only he has saved us, but now he deems us as acceptable to him.
我们是一个奉献的人。
And now we can be a person of offering.
在我们生活里面，弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们是一个奉献的人，我们的生活是会不一样的。
So in our daily life, if we recognize that we are a person of offering, then your life will be different.
你发现说无论在什么时候，是的，我们可以就这样子转向神。
And then you will find out that at any time of the day, you could turn and turn to God.
因为我们是完全属他的。
Because we truly belong to Him.
他也属于我们。
And He belongs to us.
神这样爱我们，他要把火丢在地上，他的心意要让这火着起来。
And God so loves us that He casts His fire up on the earth, and He wishes it to kindle.
我们也承认，多少时候我们生活中，我们没有在坛上。
And then a lot of time we can confess that we are not on the altar.
我们所想的，我们所做的，都是围绕我们自己。
And what we think about and what we do only involve ourselves.
然后我们说，神啊，为什么火又熄了呢？
And then at that time we may ask, why is the fire gone?
但愿我们彼此勉励。
So let us encourage each other.
这是一条何等蒙福的路。
Because this is a blessed path.
要到至圣所，是从祭坛这边来经过。
And you have to go through the altar in order to go to the most holiest of all.
让我们看见奉献是一个蒙福的事情。
So let us recognize that to offer up ourselves is a blessing.
不是我们觉得说我自己能够做主是多好，我把主权交给神，你有没有把握呢？
Now do we have this assurance that we could let God take sovereignty of our life?
哦，当主的爱充满在我们的里面。
Now let me tell you, when the love is filled in us,
当基督的爱激励我们，
and when we are encouraged by Christ's love,
我们就那样的乐意甘心的说，主，我是属你的。
And then at that time, you will be truly willing to say, God, we belong to you.
我是你付了重价把我买回来的。
For you have paid a hefty price for me.
我们理当是属他的。
And then of course, then it is only natural that we belong to him.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的神他从来不勉强我们。
But then brothers and sisters, God would never force us into doing something.
过去曾经有一个奴隶，他原本的主人是非常残暴的。
And there was a slave, and the master was very brutal.
但是另外有一个非常好的主人，他愿意出了很大的代价。把这个奴隶买回来。
But on the other hand, there was another a merciful master, and he is willing to buy the other slave.
但他告诉这个奴隶。
But then this master would tell the other slave.
现在你可以得着自由。
And said that now I have given you freedom.
为你付了代价。
Because I have paid for your price.
但是当这个奴隶一思想的时候
，But then when this slave started thinking about it,
哦，他向这个好主人说，我愿意一生永远做你的仆人。
And then he said to this merciful master and said, I am willing to serve you.
主给我们很大的恩典
，For our Lord has given us this great mercy.
叫我们今天能够甘心乐意的，我们把自己献在他的面前。
So that today we can be willingly put ourselves onto the altar.
神也给我们一个很大的恩典
And God also give us this mercy
从祭坛经过
Give us this grace
我们来到
So that we can walk onto the altar
来到圣所
So that we could pass through the altar into the holiest of holies
像是他我们的主是我们永远的供应
For our Lord is our righteousness
他是我们生命的粮
And he is the pillar of our life
他是我们生命的光
And he is the light of our life
然后我们看见到至圣所的那个幔子已经撤掉了
And then we can see that the vent of the most holiest of all is now open
我们可以坦然无惧来到至恩宝座的面前
And now we may walk boldly into the grace of his throne
我们可以与我们的神来相会
And that we could meet our God
在任何时候弟兄姊妹我们的心一回转到主面前我们知道主正在这里等我们
And at any time, we know that when we're willing to turn, God is there waiting for us.
有时候我们开车，你说从这里要开到那边去。
And sometimes when we drive from one point to another,
哦，这个过程是何等的宝贵，我们可以来享受主。
And then sometimes it is the way of your trip that is the most enjoyable.
昨天有人请我们吃饭，我们从家里一路开车，一群人开过来。
And last night I was attending a dinner.And on my journey to the place,
但是虽然大家有的在讲这个，有的在讲那个。
And even though we talk about different things when we are in the car,
但是我在开车的时候，就发现说，当我们的心一转向主
，But then on the trip, when I thought about how whenever when we turn to God,
主的同在那么的甘甜
，And then God is in the midst of us and how sweet it is,
他的灵可以充满在我们的里面
，And how we can be filled by His Spirit at any time.
这一路上何等的享受
，So that on my journey it was very enjoyable.
也许你说我的工作有好多繁杂繁琐的事情
，And maybe there's a lot of difficulties and challenges at your work right now.
主给我们一个何等的福分
，But then God has given us this blessing.
我们把自己献在他的面前
is whenever when we are willing to offer and present ourselves
常常知道我们是一个奉献的人
and then understand that we are a person of offering
主啊坛上有祭物
and then whenever there is an offering on the altar
坛上的火要常常烧着
then the fire will continue burning
是不可熄灭的
and it is not to go out
我们每一个人那个火在我们的里面
So now everyone has this fire burning inside
这个火从我们的身上我们说主啊让这火能够传出去
So how do we pass on this fire?
让这个火能够叫萤火整个兴旺起来
So how do we pass on the fire so the fire can be great?
我们看见在圣经里面神的恩典临到一个人然后临到一个家
So that on in the words, we could say that when the grace comes to one person, it all goes to the household.
在亚伯拉罕身上，还要临到一个族，还要临到一个国。
But when it goes to Abraham, it only goes to him, his family, and his nation.
我们从旧约看见神的救恩是一个家一个家为单位的。
In the Old Testament, we could see that the unit of someone who is saved is also a household.
首先，我们自己蒙了恩典。
So first, we would receive the grace.
我们说这个火要传给人。
Then we would say that we want to pass on this fire.
但是我们就一年一次要等这个火来烧在我们的里面，我们好像很难有这个力量把这个火能够传出去。
But now, if you only wait until the special conference to get the fire, then it is hard for you to pass it on.
首先求主改变我们的生活。
So first, let's ask God to change our daily life.
我们时刻知道我们是奉献的人。
So that at every minute, we will recognize that we are a person of offering.
我们时刻知道坛上的火是常常烧着。
And every moment, we will want the fire to be burning on the altar.
这个火不是人所来。燃起来的。
But understand again that this fire is not made by us.
这个火是从天上降下来的。
But the fire is cast down from the heaven.
这个火在我们的里面，让它常常烧着。
So now let us keep this fire burning.
然后我们讲到说，神的恩典何等的愿意要临到每一个家的里面。
And then here it says how God wishes this fire to kindle in every household.
我们来读一下《使徒行传》第十六章。13-15节
So now let's read Acts chapter 16:13-15.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read.
当安息日，我们出城门，到了河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地方，我们就坐下，对那聚会的妇女讲道。有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人，名叫吕底亚。是推亚推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了，主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。他和他一家既领了喜，便求我们说：你们若以为我们是真信主的，请到我家里来住。于是强留我们。好，在这边有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人。
So here there's a woman who is a seller of purple fabric.
她的名字叫做吕底亚。
And her name is Lydia.
当她蒙了恩典。
Now after she has received the grace.
她是整个福音传向欧洲第一个得救的人。
So she is the first person in Europe that got saved.
她怎么样主开导她的心。
So how did...her heart opened up to respond.
叫他里面有一个渴慕，他要留心听保罗所讲的话。
So that now she has a longing and she would listen carefully to what Paul has to say.
十五节我们就觉得很稀奇，他和他一家竟领了洗。
And then on 15 it says, and when she and her household had been baptized.
开始不过看见有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人。
And in the beginning, it only talked about a woman who is a seller of purple fabric.
她怎么样敬拜神，她听见了，主怎么样开她的心。
And how she was a worshipper of God, and how the Lord opened up her heart.
她怎么样留心听保罗他们所传讲的信息。
And how she has to respond carefully to the things spoken by Paul.
下面她和她一家都领了洗。
Then right after that, we see that it is her and her household who had been baptized.
她把使徒们接待到她的家里面。
And how she urged the saints to come to her house.
当保罗他们再回去的时候，有好多弟兄们在她家里。很可能他们家已经有一个家庭的聚会。
So when Paul was there, maybe there was already a family that is ready to receive Paul.
我们看见这一个蒙福的不只是一个人，这蒙福的是他的家。
So in here we see that it is not her only got saved, but the grace has also came upon her household.
十六章接下来保罗他们前行的时候。他们遇到了很大的难处。
And then after this, in Acts chapter 16, we see that Paul would face a great difficulty as he passes on.
他们被抓起来。
And how he was imprisoned.
他们被关在监狱里面。
And how he got put into a prison.
然后讲到说两个脚都上了木狗。
And then how he's now bounded by wood.
我想我们看过那些照片。
And I think that we have seen pictures.
两个木头刮两个洞，那两片这样夹着。
How there are two pieces of wood that put in as a lock.
那是一个非常痛苦的刑罚。
And we will see that it is actually a very painful.
所以他们的光景，他们所处的环境是非常不容易的。
So at that time we have to recognize that Paul was in a great difficulty.
一面是在一个重犯所关的内监。
Because now he has put into the inner prison.
然后两脚是上着木狗,
and how their feet are in the wooden log.
但是我们看见保罗和希拉,
but here we see that Paul and Silas.
在这样一个环境在半夜的时候, 他们祷告, 他们唱诗, 他们赞美神,
and even in midnight, in such a great difficulty, they still sing and worship God.
祷告我们求神来完成他的旨意,
and to pray that God can finish his work.
那他们在那里赞美, 在那里夸胜,
and over there they would have a loud proclamation and singing.
他们所献出的是一个得胜的生命,
for they now show their victorious life.
是一个完全奉献的人,
and how they are a complete person of offering.
他们不是顾念他们自己所在的环境怎么样,
and at that time they do not mind about their great difficulty.
Oh, 祷告, 唱诗, 赞美神,
but they only simply focus on praying and praising the Lord.
那就大的事情发生了,
and then a great thing happened.
我们看见忽然地大震痛,
and then here we see suddenly there came a great earthquake.
监牢的地基都摇动了,
and then the foundations of the prison's house were shaken.
监门立即全开,
and immediately all the doors were opened.
受囚犯的锁链也都松开了,
and everyone's chains were unfastened.
我们看见那个禁足一看见吓得不得了,
and then here we see the jailer awoke and he was alert.
他以为囚犯逃跑了,
and he thought that everyone has escaped.
他拿刀要自杀,
and then he drew his sword and was about to kill himself.
弟兄姊妹我们看见在前面, 当囚犯逃跑的时候, 那这个禁足,
so, brothers and sisters, I will let you know that when a prisoner escapes, the jailer is to be executed.
所以我们看见保罗大声呼叫说, 不要伤害自己, 我们都在这里。
Then here, Paul said, cried out with a loud voice, saying, do not harm yourself, for we are all here.
我想说保罗希拉, 他们愿意留在监狱里面, 那这众囚犯锁链都脱落了, 他们会不会就跑掉了呢?
So I thought to myself, now that all the chains were unfastened, why are they not escaping?
很大的力量, 保罗说,
for there must be a great power that has bound them, for Paul says, we are all here.
对禁足跳进去, 战战兢兢地伏在他们的,
so that the jailer, trembling, came and fell down before Paul and Silas.
领他们出来说, 二位先生, 我当怎样行? 才可以得救.
And then at that time, he said to Paul and Silas, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
我想众囚犯他们曾经听见保罗希拉在这个环境中怎么样唱诗祷告赞美神.
For I believe that all the inmates in the prisons, they have all heard the worshipping on singing from Paul and Silas.
当禁足看见这些情形, 他说, 我怎样行才可以得救?
So that now the jailer has seen this, he asked, what must I do to be saved?
我们来读一下16章31到34节。
So let's read from Acts chapter 16, 31 to 34.
他们说, 当信你和你一家都必得救。他们就把主的道讲给他全家的人。当夜就在那时候，禁足把他们带去洗他们的脏和他和主仆他的人，立时都受了气。于是禁足领他们上自己家里去。 给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了主都很喜乐。我们看见在这里， 神告诉我们说, 当信主耶稣, 你和你一家都必得救。
So in here it says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
他们全家都来听。
And so that now his whole family gather to listen.
他们全家都来信。
And together they now all believe.
他们全家都得救。
And now the whole household is saved.
他们全家都受浸。
And then his whole household is baptized.
哦, 最后我们看见他们因为信了神都很喜乐。
And then in here, after that, we see that they now rejoice greatly.
他们全家都喜乐。
They now the whole family as a household rejoice greatly.
这是一个神在一个家的里面他所有的心意。
So now we see that this is what God wants to do to our household.
我们得救了。
Now that we are saved.
救恩是要为着这一个家。
And then the grace will come up on the whole household.
所以我们说一个家是何等的重要。
So now we have to understand that it is important to have a household.
有很多弟兄姊妹做见证。
And when a lot of brothers and sisters give testimony,
他们为他们还没有得救的家人怎么样来祷告。
And they would pray, they would tell us how they would pray for the family members that have not believed.
有一个姊妹得救没有多久。
And then a sister, just soon after she was saved,
每天早上四点钟,
every morning at 4 a.m.
她说她从床边爬下来跪在边上。
Then she would get out of her bed and bow.
为她的先生的得救来祷告。
And that she would pray for her husband how he would be saved.
她怕把她先生吵起来。
And then sometimes she would woke her husband.
她偷偷的安安静静的跪在旁边。
And then she would also knee down quietly beneath the bed.
她祷告了八个月。
And then it is 8 months that she has been doing this for her husband.
她先生改变了。
And after 8 months, her husband changed.
得救了。
And converted.
哇，我们的姊妹说她里面有个充满何等大的喜悦。
So that our sister would told us how she would rejoice so greatly.
我们知道这是一个宝贵的应许。
And we see here that this is a great promise.
救恩临到一个家。
That the grace and blessing will come to a household.
但是每一个人主粮的环境可能各有不同。
But then now maybe every one of us is facing a different situation.
也许现在还有弟兄姊妹说，我还在这个不容易的环境当中。
And maybe you are now still at the time that you're praying for your members.
我不晓得我的先生、我的太太到了什么时候他才会得救。
And maybe you will say that I don't know when is my spouse gonna convert.
但是我们抓住神的应许。
But now let's get a tight hold of this promise.
救恩要临到一个家。
That the grace comes to a household.
我们把自己奉献在主的面前。
Now when we're willing to be a person of offering,
不只是我们个人奉献，我们说主，我愿意把我的家奉献给你。
And not only saying that me myself as an offering, but my household as an offering.
不单我们个人是在祭坛的上面。
And when we no longer is only an individual on the altar.
我们何等的盼望我们的家是在祭坛的上面。
And how we could long for that it is an offering of a household.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以祷告。
So brothers and sisters, we can pray.
抓住神的应许。
We could pray and get a hold of this promise.
我们可以仰望主工作在我们的身上。
And we could long for the work that God can do on us.
叫他的光从我们的里面能够照射出来。
So that we could be a shining of his light.
叫他的生命从我们身上能够显出来。
So that we could reveal his life.
曾经有一个姊妹啊，跟她的先生传福音，传了好久。
So there was a time when a sister was trying to preach the gospel to her husband.
她先生就是不肯信。
But her husband has a very hard, stone of heart.
后来到了最后啊，她先生终于讲出那个真心话来。
And then at the end, the husband confessed.
她说，如果你上天堂，我宁可下地狱。
And then the husband said, if you are going to heaven, then I am willing to go to hell.
因为那个姊妹除了传福音，平常那个脾气是非常非常大的。
And then now we recognize that because aside from the time that the sister is preaching, she has a really bad temper.
我想很多人也承认，今天一面呢，我们有这么宝贵的应许。
So maybe a lot of times we could confess and say that we have this great blessing.
但是另外一面呢，我们觉得说向家人传福音，特别是最亲近的人，好像又是非常的不容易。
However, even though it is such a great message, it might be hard for us to give it to the people that are closest to us.
因为他看我们看得最清楚了。
Because it is the people that are close to us that could see us.
我们可能应该在街上发单张传福音，大家也不认识我们。
Maybe it is even easier to pass on messages on the streets because the people around you don't know you.
但是另外一方面来看，
But on the other hand,
今天若是主的怜悯，
Today, by the mercy of God,
哦，他在我们身上有一个奇妙的改变。
And how he can do his changes on us.
在街上别人看不出来。
On the streets, the people don't know you.
但是你的家人，你最亲近的人，他会知道。
But it is your family members that are closest to you. They would know who you truly are.
我们也看见好多的见证，听见好多的见证。
And we have heard a lot of testimonies.
这有一个姊妹，她的先生虽然是弟兄，但是原本是很久不聚会的。
A sister, her brother, sometimes would not show up to, her husband would sometimes not show up to church.
但是当我们的姊妹过去跟她的婆婆那个从一个非常不好的关系里面，她得到了一个释放。
But then these sisters, she had really bad relationship with the mother-in-law.
有一次她愿意回到家乡去看望她的婆婆。
But then one time these sisters is willing to go back to another place to visit the mother-in-law.
甚至回去以后是跟她婆婆住在一起。
And she is even willing to live together with this mother-in-law.
我们的弟兄知道了。
Then her husband recognized.
他说你真的得救了。
And then he said, Now I believe that you are truly saved.
这个先生里面有个很大的稀奇，你真的改变了。
And then now the husband sees how his wife truly changed.
这个改变叫他里面也有很大的改变。
And it is this change that leads the husband to change as well.
我们知道一个家，神要来拯救。
So now we understand that God wants to save a household.
我们祷告我们自己。 要奉献在祭坛上,
so that we will pray that not only we want to be individual offering,
我们一个家,
but furthermore, we want our household to be a household of offering.
我们求主怜悯我们,
so we ask that God would give us His
我们彼此代求,
mercy, so that we would pray for each other.
有孩子的,
and for the parents, we would pray for our children.
讲到孩子，有时候我们实在说，主啊，都是你的恩典和怜悯。
So sometimes you recognize that our children is basically the God's grace and mercy.
没有什么可以夸口的。
Because we have nothing to boast about.
以前有一个带领我们一个非常属灵的弟兄。
And before there was a brother who was very spiritual.
有一段时间他看见我们常常就说，哎呀，为我祷告，为我的孩子祷告。
And then a lot of times he would say, pray for me and pray for my children.
有一次他两个儿子在freeway上在那边赛车。
And there was one time his two sons were racing on the freeway.
结果一擦撞，一个就飞到树上，一个就在挂在那个高速公路的边上。
And then once they had a collision, one flew out and hang on to a tree, and one flew out and barely hang on to the sideway of a freeway.
然后一个在加护病房住了好几天。
And one of the sons was sent into the ICU for a couple of days.
我们弟兄说，为我祷告，为我的孩子们祷告。
So the brother said, pray for me and pray for my son.
我们都需要主的怜悯。
So just like how we are, we need His mercy.
但是当我们现在知道我们弟兄他孩子们都在那里服侍神。
And now we know that His two sons are now both serving the Lord.
对，不论我们今天你说我的孩子，我们的家庭的光景是怎么样。
So it really doesn't matter what your situation is today.
我们彼此勉励。
Let us encourage each other.
神的心要得着一个家。
Because God wants to take in the whole household.
把我们自己奉献给主。
So now let's make us a person of offering.
把我们的家奉献给主。
And now let's make us the household to be a household of offering.
我们愿意在这个家的里面，我们的主他能够来掌权。
For we are willing to have the Lord to take the sovereignty in our household.
当神把儿女赐给我们。
Now when God has given us our children,
我们真是盼望我们能够一同来敬拜，来侍奉我们的神。
How we truly hope that our children and us together as a household can worship.
若是我们夫妻能够一同在主面前祷告，
Now maybe for a couple, if a couple can pray together,
弟兄姊妹，这是何等好的事情！
And brothers and sisters, I tell you, this is already a great thing.
还不是我们为着我们生活上各样的需要，我们一起来求神。
And not only for us to ask for things that we need in our life,
我们就是一同来到神的面前。
But let's come together as one to our Lord.
一同把我们这个家奉献给主。
And togetherly, let's put our household in God's hand.
一同让这个圣火烧在我们的里面。
And to let the fire burn the household.
让这个火烧在这个家的里面。
So that the fire can be strong in the household.
哦，很多时候我们把孩子们一同带在祷告的里面。
And then slowly we could bring our children into the prayer.
带到我们生活的里面。
And to bring them into our life.
我常常很怀念。 当我孩子还很小的时候，每天赶着时间要送他们到学校去。
And before, when my kids were younger, I have to rush to take them to school.
那时候他们读的学校是在帕萨迪纳那边。
And then at that time, their school was in Pasadena.
他是常常在车子上，大家就一起唱诗歌，一起祷告。
And it is on the long road trip that we will get to praise and sing songs.
好多时候大家一起被圣灵充满。
And at time, a lot of times. Us together will be filled by the Spirit.
回想起来，何等的好！
And now that when I think about the old times, it was a great time.
时间过去，很多事情会有改变。
And now the time has passed, and a lot of things would change.
孩子会渐渐长大。
And now the children are all grown up.
它一个根本的。 神要得着一个家庭的期待。
But then now it is a foundation that God wants to accept it as a household.
叫我们能够一同到主的面前。
So that together. We could come before our Lord.
当我们想说我们是奉献给主的，
just say that we could say that I am a person of offering.
我们的家是奉献给主的，
and I am a household of offering.
无论 不论现在他们的光景是在什么样的情形之中，
it truly doesn't matter where the others are in this life.
能够在越早把他们带到主面前，当然是越蒙福。
And it is of course great if we could lead them on with us as early as we could.
但是无论你现在在什么样的情形，
but it doesn't matter where you are now.
我们总在现在主给我们机会，
but it is now that we have the opportunity again.
我们把自己奉献给主，
that we could be a person of offering.
保罗以神的慈悲劝我们，
so here Paul urges and said,
就在现在，每一个现在都是一个机会，
that it is now that every moment is an opportunity.
我们要改变我们的家人，就要从我们自己开始。
And if we want to convert our family household, then we have to first convert ourselves.
我们能够做的最好的，我们先把自己奉献给主。
And the first thing and the best thing we need to do is to offer our bodies.
让我们把我们的家奉献给主。
And now let us offer a household.
我们最后读一下约书亚记二十四章十三十五节。
And now let's read Joshua chapter 24:15.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。当约书亚在这里向着以色列的百姓，他做了一个这么宝贵的宣告。
And here we could see Joshua has this proclaim in front of the Israelites.
可能这些百姓们，他们蒙了这么大的恩典，他们能够进到迦南美地，但他们有各样不同的想法。
But now these people, after receiving such great grace to got into the land of Canaan, they have different thoughts.
约书亚这边说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But here Joshua proclaims.But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
他先把自己交在主的手里面。
And here he said, it is me. I put on the hand of the God.
他是一个奉献的人。
And how he became a person of offering.
他是一个侍奉的人。
And how he is a person of service.
他不单讲到他自己。
And but here he does not stop on himself.
他说至于我和我家。
And here says, it is for me and my house.
这个宣告是在一个家的地位上。
And this statement is on the whole household.
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And we will serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候当你在宣告的时候，你还没有看见这个情形。
And brothers and sisters, a lot of times when you proclaim, you might not recognize.
也许你说，我的孩子现在他正在外面流荡，我怎么来做这样的宣告？
And maybe you will say that my children are still wandering in the wilderness. How do I proclaim this?
但是我们知道救恩临到一个家。
But then now we know for a fact that the grace comes to a household.
现在第一个神所要看的，我们是不是自己，我是把自己奉献给主的。
So the first key thing is, are you willing to first offer yourself?
神在我身上有没有这个主权？
Now does God has His sovereignty on me?
我是不是一个侍奉神的人？
Am I a person of offering?
他得着我们，才能得着我们的家。
Because first He has to accept us, a me, in order for my house.
我们为我们这个家来祷告。
So now let's pray for our house.
我们也在这里做一个宣告。
And here, let us all proclaim.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
That as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
当我们在带孩子来到神的面前。
Now when we try to bring forth our children to God.
我们也讲过孩子的眼睛是非常雪亮的。
And then we have talked about how the children has a clear set of eyes.
若是我们在很多的事情上我们没有成为一个侍奉神的人。
If a lot of times if we are not even a person of offering.
如果我们不是一个真的奉献的人。
Then we as one are not a person of offering.
我们讲过奉献就是主权的转移。
And here we talked about how as an offering is the change of the sovereignty.
如果神不是我们的主。
And if God is not our Lord.
我们站在第一个地位，然后很多的时候我们有很多的妥协。
And then if we're making a lot of compromises in our life,
孩子们眼睛常常是雪亮的。
Then the children will see very clearly.
我们求主怜悯我们。
So we ask that we would receive His grace.
很多的时候我们没有把我们的主放在第一的位置上。
That we will have mercy and we will put Him as our first place.
当我们在管教孩子我们发现说有好多的难处。
Now maybe it is very difficult to discipline our children.
但 着今天求主怜悯我们，我们也彼此祷告。
So today, let's ask for God's mercy and pray for each other.
当神得着我们每一个人
，When God has received each one of us，
我们都是奉献的人
，as a person of offering。
耶稣基督是我们的主
，that Christ is our Lord。
我们是一个侍奉神的人
，that we are a people of service。
然后我们在这里能够相信，能够宣告。
So in here, then we would believe and proclaim。
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
That as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord。
那个火不但在我们里面要烧旺
，so that not only we can be consumed by the fire，
在一个家一个家里面要烧旺起来
，but now it is the fire that will grow strong in a household。
哦，一点细心之火能够叫萤火整个兴旺起来
，because it only takes a spark to get a fire grow。
我们祷告叫整个神的家这个火焰是那么的兴旺
，so let's pray that the fire will be strong。
我们盼望家庭祭坛这个题目。不是就这样子交通完就结束。
And I ask that a family altar is not simply a topic that we talked about.
盼望在弟兄姊妹在生活的里面，在每一个家的里面，我们真实来做一个祭坛上的子民。
But I ask that brothers and sisters, you could be a testimony of a family altar.
让我们一同来到神的面前。
So that together we could come to our God.
也许下一次有一些弟兄姊妹，你们所享受、你们所经历的，也可以跟大家一起有一些分享，有一些的勉励。
So maybe next time, brothers and sisters, you could share your testimony of a family altar.
我们再把这一节经节读一下哈。
Let's read these words one more time.
约书亚第二十四章十五节。
Joshua 24:15.
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为最好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。最后一句，我们再来。至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。请我们唱592首。
Let's sing songs 592.
一卷星星之国。